Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Revere. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The DH, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ryan Dumit. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Brian Dozier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jamie Carroll. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Youkilis. Batting third. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dion Vicedo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. And now, play ball. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Span hits a line drive off the glove of Beckham, and into shallow right field. Span reaches second base with a double. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peavy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Span moves to third. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Revere moves to second. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youkilis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Span scores. Revere moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Peavy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaza hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Youkilis hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dumit hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dozier strikes out. 2 outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Dumit. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Rios moves to third. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vecido hits a fly ball into center field. Span picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Span. Rios scores. Ramirez scores. Vecido moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tyler Flowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flowers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla catches it and throws to second with Dozier covering, to double up Vecido. Vecido is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Span is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Revere is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaza is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaza hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Beckham moves to third. Kevin Youghiulis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Diaza. The throw from Maurer and he is safe. Diaza steals second. Kevin Youghiulis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Youghiulis is 0-for-1 in the game. Youghiulis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Beckham scores. Diaza moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carroll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field. Dumit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaza tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rios hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maurer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maurer hits a line drive towards left. Vecido chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Vecido. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Maurer moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rios. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Maurer scores. Willingham moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 1 in the game. Dumit strikes out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dozier out. 2 outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vecido is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vecido hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Span. Flowers reaches second base with a double. Gordon Beckham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Blackburn covering, for the out. Flowers moves to third. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar pinch hits for Kevin Youkilis. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar now playing third base. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Span hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Diaza. Span reaches second base with a double. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Revere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peavy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Revere. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dunn moves to third. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rios hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Casey Fien now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vecido is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vecido hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dumit. Vecido reaches second base with a double. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dumit is 0-for-2 in the game. Dumit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dozier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dumit moves to second. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckham strikes out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field. Dumit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Leyson Septimo now pitching. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Span hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ben Revere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Revere is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Revere hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rios hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Willingham strikes out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Mastriani now playing second base. Glenn Perkins now pitching. Dion Vecido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vecido is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flowers strikes out. 2 outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jordan Danks now playing left field. Jesse Crane now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dumit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dumit hits a line drive into right field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Darren Mastriani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mastriani takes first base on ball 4. Dozier moves to second. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-3 in the game. Carroll hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dozier moves to third. Mastriani moves to second. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Span takes first base on ball 4. Hector Santiago now pitching. Ben Revere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Revere is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.